Hangover was the premier Dixieland jazz venue in San Francisco for over a decade, presenting outstanding jazz talent, Father Hines, Kid Ory, and Heard This Hour, Jack Teagarden, and Muggsy Spanier. Hi, I'm Dave Radlar. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Stay with me for music originally broadcast live from Club Hangover during the 1950s, like this appearance by Ralph Sutton and his band. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea is performed during a live broadcast in 1954 by Ralph Sutton, accompanied by trumpeter Clyde Hurley, clarinetist Edmund Hall, and bassist Walter Page of Count Basie fame. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you some rare original tapes of broadcasts from Club Hangover. Later this hour, Jack Teagarden. First, though, trumpeter Muggsy Spanier, who was heard often at Club Hangover. Spanier was a much-loved trumpeter, whose illustrious career included working with Sidney Bechet, Earl Hines, George Brunies, and Bob Crosby. His 1939 recordings anticipated the traditional jazz revival, reaching back to the sounds of early 20s jazz. Muggsy had a robust but dirty trumpet sound. That is, rather than playing open horn with a clear sound, he used various mutes and other tricks to generate an expressive tone in the manner of King Oliver. In his band at the time were clarinetist Chico Gomez, who later moved on to Kid Ory, and British trombonist Ralph Richardson and Waller-inspired pianist Red Richards, each of whom stayed 5 years with Muggsy Spanier.
From Club Hangover, Doc Doherty presents Muggsy Spanier and his jazz band. That, of course, is the famous relaxing at the Turo, but we're relaxing at the Hangover on Bush Street above Powell here in San Francisco. Why don't you come on down? You got about 3 hours this evening. Might mention that this is just a limited engagement here for Muggsy Spanier. It's been some time, about a year and a half, we calculate, since he's been here on Bush Street, so maybe that much longer again before he gets back into town. Don't put off coming in, making a date any Monday through Saturday night. Remember, there's no door or cover charge here at Club Hangover. Muggsy Spanier's on tap from about 8:30 on, as we said before, for about 2 hours and 40 more minutes. Well, here's a tune we seem to hear every so often, a pop tune of a few years back. Lots of the bands play it, sounds mighty fine. Here's Muggsy Spanier's version of Love is Just Around the Corner. Love is just around the corner. Here's one that I believe the late Fats Waller has something to do with. Matter of fact, he probably wrote it. Get an off from the piano player, Red Richards over there, so that makes it official. So here's Muggsy Spanier to set the tempo for Squeeze Me.
Fats Waller's Squeeze Me, Muggsy Spanier and his band. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for joining me for these rare broadcast recordings. After more from Muggsy Spanier will be trombonist Jack Teagarden. By the way, it was on-air host, the late Bob Gerner, who had the foresight to record and preserve these tapes so that we can now enjoy them again half a century later. In the rhythm section of this great little band of Muggsies were California-born drummer Cuz Cuzno, who'd been with bandleaders Boyd Rayburn, Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Sheedy, and Marty Marsala, and bassist Truck Parham, who had enjoyed a long stint with Roy Eldridge in the 30s, played a lot with Father Hines, and at the time of these broadcasts in 1955, had spent 5 years with Spanier. Incidentally, Parham once took lessons from Count Basie's legendary string bass player, Walter Page.
Here's one of those good old-timers, not too old as far as the rest of them go, but this was a real smoothie. Here's Muggsie Spanier and Moonglow. Don't forget you got about 2.5 hours to get on down here this evening. It's a mighty fine night out, and if you're driving around in your automobile, things are getting just a little bit quiet. Well, I know where they're not. That's right on Bush Street above Powell. Come right on in those swinging doors and hear Muggsy Spanier and all the boys, because there's only 10 more nights of their engagement left here in San Francisco, and you certainly wouldn't want to miss them. So here's Muggsy Spanier right now and, the good old St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
Well, looks like we're coming out even tonight. There's that theme, relaxing at the Turo. We've been relaxing at the Hangover for the past half hour on these air lanes, as we will again next week at this same time. Certainly hope you'll join us. We're on Bush Street above Powell. We're open for 2.5 hours more tonight. Hope you come on down. There's no door charge or cover charge, you know. We're open Monday through Saturday. Certainly like to see you here during the last 10 days of the Muggsy Spanier engagement. Now, on behalf of our boss, Doc Doherty, our engineer, Chuck Robertson, this is your announcer, Bob Gerner, saying thanks a lot for listening. On behalf of Muggsy Spanier and his jazz band, along with our intermission pianist, Tiny Crump. See you next week at the same time over KCBS Radio in San Francisco.
Muggsy Spanier and his band live in 1954. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Bits and pieces of these Club Hangover broadcasts have been issued over the years, but what you're hearing is directly from the original master tapes, recorded and carefully preserved for many years by host Bob Gerner. Now, these are mere excerpts, but more than 20 of the full Club Hangover broadcasts will soon be heard as part of the forthcoming Jazz Rhythm Streams, an online subscription audio service that will feature hundreds of Jazz Rhythm programs, rare gems, and broadcasts like these. Details available at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com, along with pictures, articles, free sound clips, and links to the World Wide Web of Jazz sites. Promotional support provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at mississippirag.com. Just ahead, jazz trombone legend Jack Teagarden. Meanwhile, here's a little bit more of Muggsy, playing his hero King Oliver's tune, Riverside Blues. We'll be right back. Jack Teagarden was, without a doubt, one of the greatest, most original of all jazz trombonists, a self-taught virtuoso and master of the blues.